From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. As we have seen all of the bad weather right now, folks have been trying to drive. Or in the past week, they've faced snow, ice, and freezing rain all across our state. It's a little bit dicey out there if you've been on the roads. So the Idaho Transportation Department has reported dozens of accidents and slide-offs this past week. And highways from Interstate 84 to Highway 21 have actually been closed down at certain points. So we wanted to get some winter driving tips from an expert. Who better to ask than AAA of Idaho? So joining us now is Matthew Condi, Public and Government Affairs Director at AAA. Matt, it's good to have you on the show.
Hey, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so here's what seems to be happening today if folks have gotten in their car. When they get out, it's frozen or their car's frozen over because they can't even get into it. So let's start with the basics. I mean, this is things like, should you clear all of your windows? Why or why not? And I tell you, I've seen a lot of cars this last week whose like back windows, Matt, are covered with snow and not cleared off at all.
Yeah, that glass is there for a reason. We want to have maximum visibility. It's not just about being seen, it's about seeing. And so having as much visible space as possible is a really important concept. And we remind people, don't be dumping a bunch of hot water on your glass. That could cause thermal shock and actually crack the windshield. Oh. And you also don't want to be out there tapping on the glass because you could break it that way as well. So really, it does come down to the tried and true method of heating it up and waiting and getting out the old ice scraper.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days with the ice scrapers. Okay. So what about the rest of your car? What about things like clearing the snow, the ice, like from your lights, like your brake lights? And nowadays, Matt, we have backup cameras.
That's right. And the backup camera is so small. It's only about the size of a quarter, and it often gets neglected just from driving around. You kick up that road grime, and all of a sudden that visibility is gone, and people are quite dependent on backup cameras now. So making sure that the headlights are clear, the brake lights, everything else, it's not just a matter of snow and ice. After you scrape those things off, you're going to be driving around on these roads. They're going to be a little bit dirty, grimy. Obviously, a lot of sand, other things on the roads right now. And so that's something that you need to keep in mind all along.
Okay, let's talk about driving tips. And I know for folks who have lived here in Idaho for a long time, or you're an Idaho native, you do not need this information. With that said, we have seen an influx of people moving in from warmer climate areas, Matt, in the last decade, in the last 5 years in particular. And so for a lot of folks here in the Treasure Valley, this is truly one of the first times that they have encountered, you know, an Idaho winter like this. So with that said, if someone starts to slide, what should they do? And I have to tell you, I saw somebody on the on-ramp right in front of me on the interstate the other morning, did a big 360 going onto the on-ramp on Broadway Avenue.
Yeah, the simplest thing to say there is keep steering in the direction you want to go. So if one side of your vehicle, the back end of your vehicle kicks out to one side or the other, that's going to start to pull the front of your vehicle, obviously, away from where you're wanting to go as well. So all your steering activity is still needing to happen. And of course, when you're driving now, it's so important to make sure that you really try to stay off the gas pedal for sudden acceleration, especially going through a curve. You want to just take it nice and steady. That sudden braking, that sudden accelerating, that can lead to loss of traction much more quickly. So when you're approaching a turn, maybe taking your foot off the gas and trying to kind of coast your way through that turn so that you have a little bit less braking, a little less acceleration. And then that way you can step on the gas pedal again once you get through. But yeah, definitely this is the time of year where people need to learn this. And for some, it's the hard way. So going out to a old parking lot, a nice big open space, and just checking it out there, if you haven't had much experience behind the wheel in Idaho weather, maybe that's the good idea as far as going out and getting some experience that way where you're a little bit safer environment.
Okay, let's talk things like cruise control. That's just not a good idea in this type of weather.
Yeah, you never want to use cruise control this time of year. Obviously, it's designed for ideal road conditions. Even adaptive cruise control is made to manage a road that's in really good shape. And so you don't want to be doing that. Of course, excessive lane changing is not a good idea either, because there tends to be a strip, a ribbon of snow and ice that remains between those lanes, even after vehicles have heated up the middle of a travel lane. And so those sudden lane changes could lead to a loss of traction as well. If so you do find yourself stuck.
Oh, go ahead, Matt.
But if you do find yourself stuck on the side of the road, there are so many things that you can be doing. Of course, one of the things you'll do before you even hit the road is making sure you have a good emergency kit with some extra warm clothing, a towel or blanket, some flares or reflectors, first aid. We always talk about keeping some protein snacks and some water in the car as well. And if you do find yourself idling on the side of the road for an extended period of time, you really need to make sure that that tailpipe is clear of any snow and ice. Get out and periodically check, because carbon monoxide can be a very serious issue.
Okay, I have two more quick questions for you. I want to talk quickly about the most dangerous spots on the roadways, because in my family, we have a brand new driver, and I am constantly talking to him about the connector in Boise, and really being very mindful and cautious on certain sections of that.
Absolutely. The road is a very dynamic place. It changes dramatically at different times of the day and at different elevations. And so when you're looking for trouble areas, it's going to be curves, hills, bridges, thinking about that cold air not just passing over the top of the road, but underneath the bridge. That can be a very risky spot to be, bridges, and any shaded areas of the road as well. And realizing that just because road conditions might look good okay right now, but maybe in the morning, maybe in the evening, those things can change even from hour to hour.
Okay. And last question for you, Matt, and some people might laugh at this, but if you are not used to Idaho winter driving, tell us why you should have a bag of kitty litter in your car right now.
You know, it's one of those that people chuckle about, but it comes down to traction control. When you're in a situation where you've completely lost traction, certainly you need to restore it, and in an emergency situation, even more so. So having something that has some grit to it, like kitty litter, is something that you could dump under your drive wheels and just get yourself going again, because maintaining momentum is critically important. If necessary, you might even sacrifice a floor mat, put it under your wheel, and get yourself moving again. It's much better to leave a floor mat behind than for you to remain behind with your vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Matt, really good tips. I mean, just it's good, I think, just to get this knowledge back out there, because, you know, we don't always have winters like this. So good refreshers are always helpful.
Yeah, 99% of the time you want to stay with your vehicle if something goes wrong. But for that 1% that you don't, leave a note. Leave a note with the direction you're going. And if you get a ride with someone, leave the name and license plate number of that person. You want to make sure you have a specific destination you're trying to get to, though. You don't want to just be out there wandering around in these conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've been talking with Matthew Condi, Public and Government Affairs Director at AAA of Idaho, about some winter driving tips and how to keep yourself safe on the roads right now. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.